call them, but I don't know what it is.
Have you ever heard of them called Kunas?
No.
What about Mexican people? Down in
they call them Spanish.
Uh-huh. Any other names?
No, I don't know of them.
And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country.
He's a country fella, huh? Anybody or just Mexican?
Oh, just anybody.
Well, you might say he's a backwoods.
Huh?
You might say that he's a backwoods, a backwoods, a backwoods man.
You ever heard it called Hoosier or Cracker?
Well, Hoosier is a name, but I don't think it applies there.
Mm-hmm. How would it apply?
Seems like, I can't think right now, but seems like that's a state that's a Hoosier state.
Mm-hmm. And you say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Okay. And say if you got someone some medicine, you go in and say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I
took it.
Huh?
An hour ago I took the medicine.
Okay, and in another hour I'll
take another one.
And you say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?
Ran.
Okay, and you say he has, what, a mile?
Run.
Okay, and children like to
run.
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
Left ear.
And this is the
right.
The what?
Right ear.
And
mouth. Neck.
And what about this part?
Chin. Well, this, it's a goozle.
What do you mean, goozle?
I don't know. That, what is it?
You mean the thing that sticks out or what you swallow down or what?
Well, it's your throat. This is your throat, isn't it?
Uh-huh. That's what you call a goozle?
Oh, no, I just said that. I've heard a long time ago that I'd say, my, that hurt my goozle. You know, just... That was just a saying, you know, common. But now we'd say, my, that hurts my throat.
Uh-huh. And these are the
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Tooth.
Hand.
Huh?
Hand.
This is, these are two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
This is one
palm.
No.
One fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joints.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is my
a leg.
And if I get down in this position, you say I
squatting that squat.
Huh?
You squat down.
Any other way of saying that?
Kneel down.
Is that the same thing?
Well, I know there's difference in kneeling and squatting. You squat to do some things, and then you kneel on your knees to pray.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say, down on your
knees?
What about hunkers or haunches?
Well, you can say that. You know what? I just itch all over.